Hello and welcome to the Dune Minute Podcast, your place to dive deep, minute by minute, into the cinematic adaptation of Frank Herbert's World of Dune. I'm one of your hosts, John.
And I'm Zach.
And we are back. It is a Tuesday episode when this one comes out, but could be any other day for you. How are you doing?
I'm good, man. We were just talking in between episodes about this lovely dinner that I've got planned this weekend.
Yep.
We're celebrating my brother's birthday, and in lieu of going to a nice fancy steakhouse, I'm going to cook nice fancy steaks for us. And I'm talking 15-inch thick tenderloins.
15 one-inch thick, not 15-inch thick tenderloins.
No, 15. I said 15 one-inch.
No, you said 15-inch thick.
Oh, tenderloins. Shit.
So I'm just making it abundantly clear.
Whoops. No, 15 one-inch tenderloins.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited. I love an excuse to bust out my sous vide machine. It does not get near enough use as it should in my kitchen. But yeah, today, this week is going to be fucking just steak week. I'm so excited. We're going to get all the sides and everything from this restaurant in Atlanta called Mary Max, which is real good Southern food.
I would say it's real good. I wouldn't say it's the best in Atlanta.
No.
But it's probably the most consistent.
Given what I know my family's palate is, this is the best place to go. They are slightly adventurous eaters. I don't know if I could get them me and my dad will fuck up some collard greens.
Sure.
The rest of the family does not care for them.
Give me a whole foot in that collard.
So there's a couple people who are adventurous, but Merrimax is good food, and it's just like straight down the middle in terms of, appeal, I guess. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get some sides from Merrimax. I'm going to cook us some steaks on the Blackstone, not sponsored content, but they're fucking awesome, flat top grills. We're just going to do like a little, porch hang at my parents' house. I'm super excited about it.
Cool. Cool.
So that's what I've got going on. What's going on with you? you doing good from 30 minutes ago when we asked each other this last time?
Yeah. The cat has shifted to under the blanket that I'm that I also have on me. So can't get much better than that, honestly.
So I'm not going to take the reins on this one, man. This is yours.
Yeah. So we are leaving off, or we're picking up where we left off. With yesterday's minute, with Stilgar handing Paul the thumper that he tuned himself. And we are talking about minute 51 through 52, as Stilgar then begins to implore Paul not to try anything fancy or to impress anyone.
Yeah.
You're here to ride a worm.
Exactly.
Don't go crazy. Don't be, no hands on the handlebars, doing backflips off of your seat or whatever. Just get in there, get it done.
This is going to be a standard by the book writing of a giant sandworm.
Certainly nothing will be different with this.
I can't see how it would go wrong. Stilgar is sporting his like a draped head covering on as well. So have we seen him in one of these before?
No. So he's got like his normal, I don't want to call it a robe, but it's basically a robe that he wears over. Yeah, his shawl that he wears over his stillsuit. But then he's got this, when a do-rag just isn't like wrapped up or whatever, and it's just like super long on the sides.
Yeah.
That's what he's got going on.
Nice.
He's got his do-rag.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. He's looking at Paul very, very serious.
Yeah.
Well, this is a serious conversation.
This could be the last time he talks to Paul. We don't know. Riding Shai-Hulud is dangerous enough as is.
That's true.
So, be simple, be direct. Like I said, keep your hands on the handlebars. Don't, do anything crazy.
Yeah.
You're not Tony Hawk over here. So.
Now, Paul is taking this information in, and he's being serious about it. I mean, he's giving it the weight that it needs.
But he's also being the cocky teenager that he is.
Of course. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I thought this moment was particularly important to Paul.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first like fatherly advice that he's gotten since his dad died.
Is it? Because Stilgar also had his moment with Paul where he was, you know, cracking jokes about crossing the desert and watching out for the djinn and for the...
That was, you know, there's a level
the
of...
The small centipedes.
Yeah. Well, this was a that conversation had, like, humor to it.
This one is definitely more serious.
Yeah. So it reminded me of the conversation in the cemetery that Leto and Paul had. That was a serious conversation. There was no humor really in that at all. And it has the same gravity coming from a person that I think Paul views as a sort of father figure for him.
Sure.
Right now. So I thought it was interesting that it, you know, or at least significant in that way.
Fair enough. Stilgar's parting words with Paul are, Shai-Hulud decides today if you become Fremen or if you die.
Yeah.
Which also reminds me very much of the it's just a coin because it is
sure.
line yeah. that Javier Bardem has from No Country from Old Men.
Yeah. No Country from Old Men?
No Country for Old Men. I'm all over the place this weekend.
We missed a line, and I wanna make sure we highlight it. When he says nothing fancy, he says nothing fancy or you will shame my teaching.
Yeah. Don't embarrass me.
Yeah. And Paul's like, I won't shame you. I understand. You know, he's giving him the acknowledgement. And, you know, I have to do a lot of like coaching and teaching in my job.
Mm-hmm.
So this resonated so hard with me every single time that, you know, one of the people who is kind of under my care, if you want to call it that, goes out to do something. I always have this fear. Like, fuck, if they embarrass themselves, then it's going to look bad on me. So I get it, Stilgar. I get what you're going through.
Yeah.
So this is confirmation. Shai-Hulud decides today if you become Fremen or if you die. This is confirmation of something that we already know is going on, but we get some worm riding, baby.
Hell yeah. As Stilgar, you know, leaves with his parting words and everything, Shishkali off in the distance shouts at Paul in Chikopsa, hey, Muad'Dib, don't embarrass us. Call a big one. And all of the Fedaiken, even Stilgar, you know, start laughing. Meanwhile, yeah. Stilgar just moments ago was like, nothing fancy. Chill out. and there's one of my favorite moments from the movie where Stilgar like kind of turns around and like does this half wave with his shawl,
yeah,
or whatever. It's such a goofy looking shot.
He's sassy, man.
We love a sassy still.
Everyone laughs except for Chani.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. I was going to say, meanwhile, Chani is giving Shishkali the Zendaya look.
TM.
Yeah. Hardcore trademark on that one. And Stilgar, you know, sits down and settles with the group. And he's like, all right, shut up.
Yeah.
Enough joking. This is the final test.
Right.
And all of the Fedaiken know. Like, they know that this is, shut the fuck up. Like, this is golf rules. You don't say anything and yeah. you just let it happen.
No talking on the backswing.
Yeah.
So I want to dissect that line a little bit, but not from, like, what it means.
Okay.
We have a longstanding rule on this, at least this season of the Dune Minute podcast, where Chikopsa gets a little bit of a pass with the minute markers. So we've wondered about like the Chikopsa syntax before on sure. the show. Our general rule is if someone is speaking Chikopsa as the minute ends, we're going to go ahead and say the full translation of that minute, because we don't know exactly where the cutoff would be.
Sure.
So I had this in my head, the words that Stilgar says, this is the final test. That sounds like one word in Chikopsa to me. Cause he looks back at them and says enough joking. And he says that, and then yeah. there's a distinct pause and subtitles say, this is the final test, but Stilgar says one word.
Hmm. I don't know.
I don't know either. I have no...
Maybe this is the final test is like the best translation, but what he's actually saying is like, this is it.
Could be.
Or...
Yeah.
You know.
Or maybe they, you know, this... They have a distinct word for what Paul is doing. You know, this is something that is important enough, which it is.
Yeah.
So whatever Paul is going through right now deserves its own singular word denoting he is going through the final test.
Yeah. Could be like one of those things where there's like in German, there's one word, but it's actually like a phrase.
Sure. Well, yeah, that's just because like the German language is basically Legos. You just can connect a bunch of different words together to get what you want. Am I wrong?
No, I mean, bat, fleeter mouse, flying mouse.
Yeah. So, yes. And after Stilgar says this is the final test, we get that heavy sigh.
Yeah.
To end the minute. I know you said you don't have any notes from Art and Soul, but I do have some from the book. And I think this will just about end my book notes for this week.
Yeah, like we said yesterday, it's a very front-heavy week for book notes.
Right. I think I'll have a little bit tomorrow, but this is like the meat and potatoes of it.
And then next week is all Art and Soul
yeah,
for me.
Exactly. Like, so... I want to start this the book notes off this week with just reading a passage from the book. And it's surprising how, or not, it's not, I guess it's not surprising. I love it. They really just picked up word for word from the book and put it in the movie, which is awesome. I love it when that happens.
Reading from the Gospel of Paul.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Stilgar squared his shoulders, stepped closer to Paul, and lowered his voice. Now remember what I told you. Do it simply and directly. Nothing fancy. Among our people, we ride the Maker at the age of 12. You are more than 6 years beyond that and not born into this life. You don't have to impress anyone with your courage. We know you are brave. All you must do is call the Maker and ride him. Paul responds with, I will remember. Stilgar continues, see that you do. I'll not have you shame my teaching. Stilgar pulled a plastic rod at about a meter long from beneath his robe. The thing was pointed at one end and had a spring-wound clapper at the other end. I prepared this thumper myself. It's a good one. Take it. So that is the scene. Like the 2 minutes of the movie that we've been watching so far this week, that is the, you know, the two-ish paragraphs that cover from the book. It's pretty much a one-to-one,
yeah.
Except for the shade that Stilgar threw a little bit about, hey, you're way fucking old for this.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, we have to start somewhere.
Sure.
But yeah, but it was a really good one-to-one adaptation from the book. And I love to see that.
I wonder what the mortality rate for 12-year-olds riding Shai-Hulud was.
Well, clearly the teachers get embarrassed if they fail.
So. Yeah, so...
So we love seeing the book and movie really line up like this. The other thing that I wanted to say about the book is that this is where we formally meet Shishkali in the book.
Oh.
Yeah. So not really a character up until this point.
Yeah. I think when we first introduced Shishkali, Art and Soul talks about how he in the book
mm-hmm.
is there, I think, just to give Paul the Maker hooks and
yep.
then fucks off.
Yep. So Stilgar points Shishkali out and says, go see him to get your Maker hooks.
Yeah.
Effectively. I didn't have that part written down, but
sure.
The only two sentences that Shishkali gets in the books are as he's handing Paul the hooks. He says, these are my own hooks. They have never failed. And that is it.
No pressure.
Yeah. No pressure at all. So that's
hello. I've never fucked up with these.
So yeah, goodbye or hello and goodbye Shishkali, I guess.
Yeah.
From the books. So yeah, that's the book notes. And I may cut this out here, but I want to, apologize a little bit. I missed a section of my notes. Yes. For yesterday's minutes.
All of our integrity is just gone.
I know. I got so excited talking about...
Do I need to go get the ukulele for this YouTube apology video?
Are we still doing ukuleles? We moved on.
I don't know.
I think I left mine at home, so...
I don't have a dog that you can like talk to like candidly with a cold open to the video before you're like looking very intently and, you know, fake tears.
I don't know. I got it. I'll write my my notes app apology and post it up on Instagram.
Post it on Blue Sky.
Yeah, yeah. Post it up on it. Yeah. So I mentioned that the conversation yesterday between Paul and Jessica that he was remembering, that it was centered around the mixing of religion and politics.
Yeah.
And how she was basically telling Paul to be careful about this. And I wanted to read this because as I was recapping this chapter, this quote from Frank Herbert stood out to me and it made me go, damn, like, out loud, damn.
All right. We love an out loud damn.
Yeah. The quote is, "When religion and politics travel in the same cart, the riders believe nothing can stand in their way. Their movement becomes headlong, faster and faster and faster. They put aside all thought of obstacles and forget that a precipice does not show itself to the man in a blind rush until it's too late."
When would that ever be relevant?
You know, now. yeah, so I was like, whew, buddy, writing this in the 60s. Woo, talk about prescience.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to make sure we got that out there because I love that quote. It's extremely relevant for today's world. I feel like, at least with what we're going through in the U.S. Thanks, Frank, for being able to put it in such a eloquent way. You're writing it down like that.
Yeah.
So that's it. That is my book notes for this episode. Anything else from your end?
Nothing on my end. Like I said, most of the art and soul stuff that is this week is mostly just like full page spreads of the production and everything. And it's mostly just pictures of the desert with, you know, a couple PAs and stuff kind of setting up shots. So nothing really of substance just yet. All of these wider desert shots done in the UAE, as we've talked about many times before. So,
okay, cool. Well, that will do it for today's episode. Then we'll be back tomorrow. And the same socials exist every single episode, and they are duneminute.com on Blue Sky and duneminute@gmail.com if you want to send us an email. So we will be back tomorrow to figure out what the heck is going to happen to Paul when he gets to the top of this ridge.
Yeah.
All right. See you then.
See you.